This is the Business English Podcast, episode 251. Which phrasal verbs should you focus on at work? Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Aubrey, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, Aubrey. How's it going today? How you doing?
I'm great. Lindsay, how are you?
Good. Feeling good. You have a question for me today?
Yes. I would like to know, what are you focused on today?
Ooh, well, it's a Friday that we're recording today. So this afternoon, I'm actually going to be focused on getting our intro videos recorded for our new B2 fluency course that should be available very soon, around the time this episode comes out. So
we are so excited
to introduce this course. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes. And I'm impressed because it's difficult to focus on anything on a Friday afternoon. So well done.
Yeah, because I'm going to California next week. So I need to get everything done this week, right? It's key to plan around things. And I'm always willing to work harder when I know I can just not have to think about something when I'm going to be busy with other things. So budgeting time, Aubrey,
We got a great question from a listener about these phrasal verbs, focus on, focus in, and we're going to dive into how we use them at work. Yep. And let's go ahead and read that question.
All right. So we have, this is from You Are Marin, right? So You Are says, I'm a learner and I heard at the beginning of this podcast, focus in and thought that we could only use on with focus, like focus on. Did I hear it wrong? Did you say that? Is it okay to say focus in? Lots of good questions here, Aubrey.
Such a great question. Absolutely, it is okay to say focus in. Interestingly enough, you won't see it in the dictionary because it's more colloquial speech, but we say it all the time. We're going to go into the meaning of what's that mean when we say focus in or focus in on, and also focus on, which is the one you will find in the dictionary.
Yes, this is an area where I think native speakers take some liberties to create their own way of saying it. And we're on board with that. I mean, what is our philosophy when it comes to learning English, Aubrey?
Right? Connection, not perfection. Huh. And focus in, not only do we use it all the time in daily conversations, you will hear it at work. We use this a lot in when we start business meetings. So I intentionally chose this here for the Business English Podcast because that's when I use it the most, is when I'm working.
Oh, I love that. We're always going to show you how to connect. We're not going to show you how to be perfect. I mean, you can look at the dictionary to be perfect, right? But what you learn here in All Ears English and Business English is how to use mostly correct English with some liberties to actually connect with another human being, because that's what leads to happiness. That is what leads to a successful career as well. Right, Aubrey?
Exactly, right? You will hear CEOs use this, at least in the United States, because let's dive in first to focus in. Yeah. We use this to mean pay attention, right? Pull your focus. It is informal, colloquial, but it has the same meaning as like listen up or listen in.
I love this one. I think it just, it brings people in more. Focus in, right? Zoom in, right? So for example, all right, guys, focus in. We've got a lot to cover. It's almost more of a command, right?
Yes, but I actually like it so much more than listen up. I feel like it's more respectful. Focus in feels like we're all doing this together. Whereas listen up, it almost implies criticism of like, you shouldn't be talking, you should be listening. Would you agree?
Yeah. Or it also feels a little juvenile, like you're talking to someone younger, a little condescending. I agree with that. Yes. Like a gym teacher. So
I'm more likely to use focus in. I hear it more at work. I hear business leaders use it. So we embrace this phrasal verb, focus in. You might hear, okay, everyone, focus in, please. You don't want to miss this. And it's often just how we grab attention of a group to let them know, like, we're starting or we're sharing something important. We all need to focus.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Listen up. Maybe we leave that behind and use focus in. It feels a little more adult when you say that to someone. Right.
You might hear this of a tour, like if someone's leading a tour, you might hear them say, focus in, meaning like, okay, let's listen, let's pay attention.
Good stuff. All right. Number two, now let's address focus on. What's that one all about?
This is the one that's in the dictionary, right? The age-old focus on, which means to confine, to limit attention or discussion to something specific. So for example, she's very focused on helping her team succeed, which means she is limiting her attention to this, to really focus on something specific. This is like what I asked you or what you were asking. Let's see. What I asked you at the top of the episode was so long ago.
I know, right? It's been a couple of minutes here. Right, for sure. Or for example, let's start by focusing on the first item on the agenda. So like we said, that's much more the dictionary definition, the standard way of using focus, right, Aubrey?
Exactly. And they do have different meanings here, right? Yeah. Focus in means listen in, pay attention.
Right.
And focus on, it is a different meaning here. So this is interesting how we're not just saying the phrasal verb a different way when we say focus in. It's almost like slang that we've created that has a totally different meaning. Mm. They're related, but they are different.
This makes me think of an article I just read last night in the New York Times about do not disturb mode on our phones that some people have do not disturb automatically to go off on at certain times or when they need to focus in on their work, they'll put their phone in do not disturb mode. So I guess text messages don't come through. Is that what happens, Aubrey? Do you know on an iPhone?
Exactly. I'm not sure. I need to set that up, but yes, if I send someone a message, it will say this person has notifications silenced.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you have the option that's like, notify them anyway if it's urgent.
Right.
Can click that and then maybe their phone would vibrate if it's on silent. But if not, if they have do not disturb on, it won't make any sound at all. So they're likely sleeping.
Right. And the article talked about how that's a choice that one has to make if they're going to be annoying and send it through anyway. It's a moment where you have to ask yourself, do you really need to send this through?
How important is this?
And then it talked about how some people have flipped over to having do not disturb mode on all of the time as a way to block out the world. So anyways, interesting article. Check that out on the New York Times, guys. But you don't use that at all. I know mine is set to just do not disturb after 10 p.m., I think is what I have.
I should. So. I've thought before. I just so rarely do I get a text that late and it doesn't wake me up. So if I'm sleeping, I've never been awoken to my phone buzzing because it's not, I have it silenced so that it just vibrates all day. Mm-hmm. I don't ever have the ringer on.
Right.
So I haven't worried about it, but I can see the value, especially like you were saying, Lindsay, this article, if you need to focus in for a specific meeting, a specific time period, and you don't want to be distracted by your phone to turn on Do Not Disturb, it seems really wise.
Well, I think more than anything, we should have that function in Gmail. I'm not sure if we do, but we should. Oh my gosh. Because
it probably does. We should look into it.
It probably exists, right? Where it can do the same thing, where it just doesn't come through. And maybe the person doesn't have to know. It's just you delay. I guess you just don't check it. But I'm always checking my email anyways. I wish there were a way I could say, I need to do this work. And at 2 p.m., I'm willing to see what's come in, but I'm not willing to see until then. Right,
yes, I would love that. Or if there were a way to have, if something urgent came through, if it could somehow be automatically flagged, the sender could flag something as urgent, and then I could only be notified about those emails, something like that would be fantastic. And it might exist. We probably need to look into the Gmail settings and find out what perks there are.
The fun thing about this episode is for our listeners, guys, this is more than just learning focus, the words and the phrasal verbs that go along with it. It's actually about how could you start a conversation around your styles of attention, how you work, what tools you use to create more focus in your life. There's a lot here, Aubrey, for conversation.
You can just ask someone at work, you know, in a more informal situation, do you use Do Not Disturb on your phone? How do you focus when you really need to?
Oh, there's so much. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, well, coming back to earth, back down to earth here, Aubrey, let's get into our favorite, focus in on. Now, yes. Tell me about this.
This is similar to focus in, where it's not in the dictionary. We have created this phrase, and it means to concentrate specifically on one aspect. So yeah. We're going to share a little pro tip here that I was reading all of these forums, and someone shared that if you think about photography, these might come from photography, focus in and focus in on, because we're focusing on, for example, a field of flowers, but then we might decide to focus in on one flower. And we sort of feel like we've needed extra language to convey that we're focusing in even more detailed. Yeah. So it makes it sharper than everything else around it.
Mm, I love that. I know that we say this, at least I know that I've said this before on this show for sure. What are we focusing in on today? It feels kind of wordy and hard to say, but it does create that zoom in effect.
Exactly. That's a great synonym for this. What are we going to zoom in on? What are we going to focus in on?
Mm-hmm. All right. What are some examples?
Yeah, we might say we need to focus in on figuring out a solution. So we're really zooming in on this particularly. I know. And it's interesting because we could just say focus in or focus on. It really does have the same meaning, but it gives that. If you think about photography, we're already focused on a topic. Now we're going to really focus in on details.
Yeah. And you'd think that you would avoid that sentence that we've got focus in and figure out all in one.
We need to focus in on figuring out the solution.
It's very natural. I could imagine us saying that at a team sync where we sit down and we say, okay, in these 15 minutes, we need to brainstorm a solution. 100% normal, natural sentence, just a little hard to say, right?
Right. Let's focus in on the details. I feel like it's often collocated with that, right? Okay. Now we're already on this topic. We know what we're focusing on. Let's focus in on a small detail of that topic.
Yeah, exactly. Or let's focus in on cost savings for our client. So let's ignore everything else. Just go to this one thing, which I think this skill might be getting harder and harder as we, again, the old conversation of social media and just having so many distractions, right?
Exactly. But this is so vital in a meeting to really try to narrow the focus. Like we've got the topic and now we're going to narrow even further to handle details about this topic. Otherwise, it can become quite chaotic and it feels like we get less done or there are loose ends at the end of the meeting.
Right. And it's the leader of the meeting. It's on them to figure out what are the four things you're going to focus on in that hour, not the 25 things that you could mention and bring up and update people on, right? Not easy to make those choices. Yeah.
Right. And then within those four things, what will you focus in on even at that more detailed level?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else we need to know here about focus in on? It's an invented phrase, right?
It's an invented phrase. But what's interesting is we absolutely use invented phrases in business English, both focus in on. You will hear them at work. You should use them at work. It's all about the connection and getting the most done, being the most effective at work. And often the way to do that is to focus in on something specific.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the invented phrase is what creates connection, right? I mean, your other options could be let's concentrate on, fine, but it feels a little textbooky, right?
Mm-hmm. I like zoom in on as well. I feel like I use focus in on and zoom in on both a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I love that. Any other pro tip that we need to know today, Aubrey?
I was sharing if you think about photography and when you have a lens that you're focusing and then you focus in on even more detail, that will help you think about how we use these. We use them the same way in business English to get more specific in a topic.
Love it. Sounds like we're ready for a role play, right?
Let's do it. You and I are meeting with our marketing team in this role play.
All right, here we go. Okay, guys, focus in. Let's get started. We'll first focus on the plan for hitting our goal this quarter.
Sounds good.
We need to focus in on what each individual's role will be.
Nice.
So we used all three here. And this feels very natural to me, right? At the beginning of a meeting, I feel like you could hear all three of these because you first sort of pulled in our attention. Okay, focus in, let's get started. Same as saying, you know, pay attention, listen up. But I like this one so much better. There's a reason we invented this phrase. It feels more respectful and more collaborative.
Yeah. And I think if you're looking at designing a meeting and preparing for a meeting, it's always a good idea to give people a little bit of a chance to kind of chat, like chit chat at the top of the meeting, right? Some human time before you ask people to focus in. And that is strategic so that people can get to know each other and be human beings, right? We're not machines.
Exactly. Right? Absolutely. And of course, you don't have to use this every time. You definitely could have just said, okay, guys, let's get started. And assuming that everyone stops talking and pays attention right away, you know, this is sort of an extra phrase, but I really like it. It feels very native and natural to me.
Yes. And then what else did I say here?
You said we'll first focus on the plan for hitting our goal this quarter. So you're giving more of an overview of the topic that we're focusing on.
Right. And it's just important to note, these are very different, right? What I said, the first part of what I said and the second part, completely different meanings, right?
Exactly. Right. So it doesn't, I almost don't even register that you've used the word focus again because they're idiomatic. Their meaning is so different.
Exactly. Very different function, different message of what I'm saying. So don't get confused here, guys. And then in the end, you said, sounds good. And then I said, we need to focus in on what each individual's role will be. And that's closer to the first one, but again, means something different, or closer to the second one I said, to focus on, right, Aubrey?
Right. This is how we use it. Focus on for sort of the broader topic that we're focusing on.
Right.
And then when we're talking about details within that topic, we'll often say we need to focus in on, and then we share what is the detail, what each individual role will be, you know, maybe the costs or benefits, whatever the more minute detail is, we'll say we'll focus in on it.
So it's like focus on is level one, and then focus in on is level two of detail. We're zooming in at that point, to that one exact thing. Ooh, good stuff. What's our takeaway for today, Aubrey, before we finish up?
Yes, you guys will definitely hear all three of these phrases at work. Now you have all of the information you need to use them yourself, understand what is meant, because they can be a little complicated. They do have different meanings.
Yeah. And then start a conversation with your coworkers or your friends about what they do to focus. I think at this point, because many of us are working online, some of us are working from home, we've all thought about this, right? How do we manage our own schedule, our deliverables at work, times that we focus? When is the time you're more focused, like the morning versus the afternoon? We should have this self-awareness. So this could be a great conversation.
Yeah, such a great connection topic, because if someone feels like they've got it figured out, they're able to focus, they would absolutely love to be able to share that, to be able to spread. This is definitely, it's human nature to want to share something once you feel like you have a solution. So ask your coworkers what they do to stay focused, and you might learn something.
I mean, there's an entire industry dedicated to productivity where they just go crazy on this. Theories around, is it 20 minutes that people can focus? Is it 40? I mean, there's so much you could do a deep dive into. I'm sure some of our listeners follow those podcasts, right?
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of directions we can go in here to look for that connection moment, whether it's leading a meeting or whether it's talking about your focus ability at different times of the day. Good stuff.
Yes. Awesome. So interesting. Thank you, Lindsay. This was really fun.
All right, Aubrey, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
You too. See you next time.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.